I want to talk to you about some of the more deeper things of the Word of God this morning. Since you made the effort to make it this morning, I want to make it worth your while. And I want you to get it. That's my goal. In fact, every time I stand in the pulpit, I don't want you to think I'm smart. I could care less what you think about me. I don't care what you think about Grace Bible Church. That's not what I care about. What I care about is you getting the truth and seizing it in your mind. That's my goal. If I worried about me and my reputation, I'd have quit long ago. But it ain't about me. It's about this truth. And when people start to realize that we're discussing these truths that can change your life. And here's the problem. You know, people say, well, you just rightly divide all the time, things, you know, Peter, Paul, you know, all that kind of stuff. But you know what? They're always talking about, I listened today to Touching Lives, TL, you know, and I was watching as I was getting dressed, and he was talking about movies. And, well, they do in some cases, actually. You know, when you think about media and movie and what you hear and what you see, you know what? There is no way. The thing is people want to protect you from sin. That's the whole deal. And they think you can build a wall or a thing. Well, let me put it this way. Here's yourself. And that you can keep sin out of self. That's a misconception. The idea that sin is an outside element coming in. You see, that's a problem in the concept. That sin is something you look at or see or touch or feel or whatever. That's sin. And I don't believe that's what sin is. See, that's the problem. It's where you start your stuff. See, I see this. That sin is in self. You see, the whole concept is you were born in sin. You see, the whole concept of the Bible is who you're in. Go to Romans chapter 5. I'm going about this a strange way, but this was on my mind, so I guess it's okay. Romans chapter 5. And the problem that we have is this dilemma that sin is something external trying to get in. Anybody here have children? Did anybody have to instruct their child online? Anybody? When was their first lie? It happens when they're in the cradle, 6 months old. You know what I mean? They have this huge cry. Wah! Wah! So you go in and you do the finger test. You know, open up the bottom of the diaper and stick your finger in. How many's done that? Every parent here. Not wet, not poopy. You lay the baby back down. Wah! Wah! And you say, oh, well, that baby's hungry. That baby is manipulating you. And so you take that bottle over and you stick that, and that baby goes like this. Say, no. I'm like, what's wrong with you, you little stinker? Take the bottle. You're not dirty. You must be hungry. After a while, the baby, wah, wah. And you're like, what is wrong with you? You know what it wants? It wants attention. It's self-centered. It's lying up its storm. It didn't have a poopy diaper. And you know what? They know how to distinguish to make you come if the one didn't make you come. My dog is that way. I'm convinced my dog is nearly human. No, it's unbelievable. She used to go like this when she wanted food. Something like that. And we thought, that's cute, feed her. Now it's, woof, 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 I'm starved, woof. And I'm, you know, she's faking it out. And then you give them dog food. You know, she likes to be hand fed. She's like the baby. She spits out the dog food. No, I don't want dog food. I want that human stuff over there. You know? Well, sin starts in. Sin isn't the movies. Sin isn't the media. You know, all of that's included. Music. Sin is not music. Sin is inside. That's the problem with sin. That is the problem with sin. Sin isn't what you do. See, people think sin is what you do. Tony grew up in a very, I guess, somewhat legalistic group there. He thought movies and, you know, drinking it was a sin. He was taught that. That is not even biblical. You all understand that's not true. It's never been true. Sin isn't what you do. Sin is who you are. That's the misconception. And so all these Baptists and other things, they're trying to get you to get rid of sin. You know the only way that you can get rid of sin is what? Why? No? Come on, give me the verse. The wages. The only way to get rid of it is die. You're gonna go to that extreme? I mean, that's how you... The full payment for your sin is death. Do you guys get that? I mean, it is like a misconception in religion. People think sin is drinking. People think sin is cussing. Sin is what you are. Romans chapter 5, verse 12. Wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sins. Well, what happened to everybody? Everybody you know has done what? Why did they die? You know, I had the opportunity to preach. Gloria and Jim's grandson, Brooke, had a baby that was born still. People go, why did that baby die? Why do you think that baby died? Died because of sin. Jonathan was 9 years old. Why did he die? What? Sin. Why does an 89-year-old grandmother die? That's why they die. Don't you get it? They don't die because they die of old age. They don't die because they die of cancer. Cancer may be the cause, but the death is brought about by sin. Say, well, how many people had trouble? Just going through this thing with the... Talk about it and it comes up. Speak of the devil. Anyway, this thing I'm having the last 6 months, it isn't going to be the cause of death on me. Sin is the cause of death in me. Does that make sense? The wages of sin, not sins, sin is death. Well, how did you get sin? By one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. So death passed upon how many?
All
men, for that all have sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed where there is no law. That's very important. Thank God the law has been taken out of the way, nailed to the cross. Amen. Colossians chapter 2, I would write that right there. Verse 14. I definitely put that in the coffers. Colossians 2:14. Now, the proof text that sin is what kills people. See, Baptists are always wanting you to repent and build a fortress around your life so that sin can't get in. Amen? I mean, that's the concept. So that whatever lust can't get in. Adultery. I mean, you know, whatever it is. So it won't. They want you to build a wall around your life so you can protect yourself from sin. But the problem is the enemy is within. The dilemma of sin is within you. What you ought to do is try to find avenues to get it out. There's only one avenue to get it out. What is it? Death. You gotta die. It's the only way to get sin out of you. But what you going to do? Repent? Repentance do it? What do you do? Do you cry down at an old-fashioned... How many here has slung snot at an old-fashioned altar trying to get rid of sin? I guarantee you there have been some here that came down. I knew I'd get one. You come down and you're trying to get rid of it, so what do? They tell you to what? What you need to do is pray to God. Right? Pray. That'll get, well, you've got to increase your prayer life. If you increase your prayer life, doesn't this sound like a Baptist sermon? If you'll increase your, the reason you're having problems is that sin. You need to put that sin down. He's not listening to your prayers. Well, the only way for you to put it down is to what? To die. Well, I don't want to die. That's a dilemma. Let's try it again. Here's the proof text, verse 14. This, in Romans chapter 5, verse 14, this is a proof text that everybody in here can absolutely know that they were in trouble. Watch this. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses. Now, what significance between the time period between Adam and Moses? How many years is that? Approximately 2,500 years. What do we know that happened in that period of time? No law. Now, sin is not imputed where there's no law, right? Isn't that what the Bible said? If we just read it in verse 13. Now, watch. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses. So what do we know about death? What is it caused by? So even though there's no law, people get the concept that sin is breaking the commandments. Go like this, yes. Or, that's what the concept is in the churches. But there was no commandment to break here, and people still what? Why? That's an easy concept, isn't it? Do you know how many churches have got it wrong this morning? I would tell you a lot. I would tell you 99.9% of them. They're going to get you trying to suck your sin out and try to be that person that you think you are. And you know what? It's going to raise inside of you that sin that is just going to develop and called self-righteousness. Look at me. All I see is a sinner. Sin isn't something from the outside element getting in. Sin is what you are when you were born. That's the problem. And so, what do they tell you to do? They tell you to pray to get rid of it. What else? You know, and on and on. They tell you those are the things that would get rid of sin. Does it? How many here has been baptized? Say it's a thing of washing away their sins. You ever sinned afterwards? Yeah, that didn't work. I could put baptism up there. How many here has prayed to get rid of sin? Did it get rid of it? Came back, didn't it? That's a dilemma, isn't it? I mean, you know, I mean, if you're going to be honest Christians, right, if we're going to start talking honest Christianity, how many here, I mean, Come on, confessed it all up, got it clean, got the slate pulled out. Slate clean. Next day, boom. What happened? Because the sin didn't come from without. It was within. How do we know? Nevertheless, even though there was no law, death reigned. How do we know death reigned? It said it. We've got to be Bible-believing saints. Why did death reign? Sin. How do we know death reigned? It said it. They weren't breaking commandments. They weren't going out and smoking and drinking and playing cards. They weren't going to movies with Sandra Bullock naked. Huh? I'm having to preach this for me and Deborah. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even them that had not sinned after the similitude. The word similitude in your Bible means what? Likeness. You need to write that in. Make sure. It's like similarities. You know, similitudes, similar. That's good, but someone else may not. That's good. I know. He's on top of it. He's like feeling like a Bible student. That's good. Oh, praise the Lord. Now think about what I'm telling you. You cannot build up a wall. Let's say you build up a wall. And now you don't go to movies. That's no movies. And you don't drink. No drinking. No cursing. Do you think you can conquer them all? Huh? No, why? There are internal sins that nobody can even see. What would be the eternal? Well, some people can see them, but how about vainglory? Self-righteousness? Covetousness? Nobody knows when you're doing those things except you. So what do they do? They want to keep you from appearance of sin, so they get you working on these things. Right? But the problem isn't that, it's this thing. You're going to your grave. And you're not stopping that. You're not stopping that. Go ahead and stop it. Stop getting gray hair. Stop getting man boobs. They came on without me even knowing about them. Like, hello? It happens all the old... Oh, like you old men don't know what I'm talking about. It was that nice thin chest, and all of a sudden out came these man boobs, and you're like 55, and you're going, my goodness. We're like Buddha. You know, we have roles in places that there shouldn't be any roles. I tell you how bad it is. Larry, when I tell him, hey, what's coming on? He said, man, I'm not as young as I used to be. I understand. You know why? He's dying. Josh is dying. We're all dying. You know why we're dying? The wages of sin. And see, the problem is that even if you could repent of all these and confess all these, you're still going to die. But let's say you kept you kept them away. You have built the wall, but you die lost. You spent your whole human effort trying to keep away from sin. I mean, your whole Christianity was to be sin repellent. Yeah. Think about it for a minute. That's what religion is telling you to do. Religion is telling you to get rid of these sins that are obvious, but they're not getting rid of the sin that is the problem. You know why? I know that. If you got rid of sin, what would happen? Huh? If you got rid of sin, what would happen? You'd live forever. So as soon as you got all your sins confessed, everything done, guess what? You never grow old. Why? Sin be gone. Yeah, but if you could get rid of it, confess it off, get rid of it, you would instantly have to stop getting old. Why? Because if you got rid of sin, people say, well, I live above sin. Why is the great... I mean, you know, that thing in 1 Samuel 15 where Samuel goes and hears Saul and says, I've done the commandment of the Lord. And Samuel says, well, why do I hear the bleating of the sheep and the lowing of the oxen? I've gotten rid of my sin. Well, why am I seeing gray hair? Why am I seeing you every year look a little bit older? Now, Gloria, I've known her for 14, 15 years. She looks as beautiful as the day I met her. But her husband, he has really gotten old. Now, I'm figuring he has a lot more sin in him than she does. No, I'm just kidding. Y'all understand? If you could get rid of sin, if you could confess up sin, you would never die. Why? The wages of sin is what? Confession won't do it. Stopping sinning won't do it. Why? I've known people that could quit smoking and say, well, the Lord helped me quit smoking. Great! Whoopee! Amen? But? Come up here and finish the sermon. No, I mean... Why? The smoking wasn't killing you. What is killing you? See, that's a hard concept, isn't it? We think of diseases killing us. We think of murders and all these things killing. That's not what's killing you. And that's... Do you all see how diametrically opposed this is from the religious system? They're in a defense against sin. The problem is the enemy. And it's kind of like the China Wall. You know, they build this huge China Wall. And that's one thing I would like to do before I die. So if anybody ever wants to buy the pastor a nice trip, I'd like to go see the Great Wall of China. I think that would just be amazing. But the Great Wall of China should teach us something. They build this huge wall to keep their enemies, and they encompass so much land that the enemies weren't outside of the fence anymore. They were inside. And that's exactly what's the problem with sin. Look in Ephesians chapter 2. Are y'all learning anything this morning? You see, you got to think about what the problem is. Why do people drink? Okay, that was a question. When I go up on the end, that means, you know, why do people booze it up? Their nature causes it to happen. You know, not everybody boozer uppers. Larry, he's a boozer upper. No, I'm kidding. Well, that or Deborah. I'm not sure which of those two are the worst. Some are that. You know what some people are? Liars. Now, why are they lying? Why are they lying? It just, you know, it comes out. Listen, sin comes out in different forms. This person over here is a liar. This person isn't a liar. He's a lusty person, covetous. All the sin works out differently. Everybody has their own sin. How many here would really like to tell what their sins are? I mean, the real sin. Probably not very many. Yeah, some of you guys would be in the whole list category. Ephesians chapter 2. Now watch this. The problem is how you come about it. See, when... A lot of people say, well, we were made in the image of God. How many believe that? How many here believe they're made in the image of God? Yeah, I did too at one time. But I'm not in the image of God. And guess what that is? And so, what does repentance do with getting rid of sin? The only way you can get rid of sin is what? Death. If you die, your payment has been made. It's paid. That's the whole point. Ephesians chapter 2. Y'all there? I'm going to start in verse 1, but the verse I want is verse 3. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh, and underline this, and of the... Where does sin dwell? And were by nature, a natural occurrence, the children of what? Now see, the Church of Christ believe you were born innocent, and you become a sinner by doing sins. Y'all understand? That's what they believe. And therefore, the repelling of sin idea comes in. You have to resist sin. And so you have people pointing their fingers at you. You adulterer. You liar. You cheater. And people get under conviction and say, well, I don't want that old time religion. They're always, and you know what? At 15, I kind of chunked religion. And I was a Boy Scout. Listen to me. I was trying to be a good kid, you know, and I thought my good was going to outweigh my bad, and that's how I got into heaven. How many here thought that? How about on the, you thought that. Oh, if my good outweighs my bad, God will say, come in. That whole concept is about holding away sin. Holding back sin from coming in. And that is very difficult. But at 15, I was working on my God and Country medal with the Boy Scouts, and I was hanging out at the church, and I saw one of the preachers drunk off the wine. Now, back then, in those days, we actually used wine. And he was lit to his gourd. And you know what I thought? If he can't live it, I can't live it either. That influenced. See, he couldn't live it, but he was trying to act like he was living it. You know, when you think you're living it, then everybody around you feels intimidated. That's why kids, when they see their parents act too self-righteous, quit believing in the truth. You know why? You're the fault. You were trying to give them and say, hey, you got to live up to this standard. That's the standard. And the kids finally get 15, 16, 17, 18, whatever it is, and say, I can't do that anymore. I can't live up to that standard. I love Mac's testimony. He finally got to the point where he said, I can't live up that far. You know what? You can't either. Think about it. Mac got to the point that he said, you know what? And he saw his parents being hypocrites. You know, parents think they're covering it up for their kids. I know a guy up north. I love this man. I think that's weird. Yeah, I saw her. I don't think she was wearing a bra. But he doesn't gamble. The heart is above all things desperately wicked. Deceitful. You know, the Bible says, who can know it? Your heart is deceitful. His heart's deceiving him. But he said the concept that sin is out, trying to get in. And he was by nature, by natural cause, the children of wrath. Why? The wages of sin is death. He's now 70 years old. Now think about this for just a minute. He looks in the mirror and knows that death is preeminent. Whether it's 10 years or 20. 20 years, or if on the outside 30 years, he knows it's coming. All his confession, all his repentance hasn't slowed it down one iota. Isn't that weird? And yet somehow we think we're okay. And you know why? Because we really believe that God is going to put our good on one side and our bad on the other. And as long as that good is a little bit more, we're coming in. The problem is you're made of sin. Go to Genesis. Talking about the image of God. Go to Genesis chapter 2. See, you can't defend yourself from that which is in you. You have to find another means to get rid of that which is in you. And yet you've got to make the full payment. It's got to be 100% full payment. That's the problem. Well, I wish this room was full, don't you? You know people in other churches right now they're trying to get rid of their sin. Don't you? They're working at it night and day. In Genesis chapter 1, did I tell you one? Well, I want one first. It says two at the top of my page. That's why I say that. Verse 27. So God created man in his own image. Hey, he didn't say mankind. He said man. In what? In the image of God. In the image of God created he him, male and female, created he them, and he blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth, subdue it, and on and on. Before the fall. But look in Genesis chapter 5. Verse 2, male and female created he them. That's Genesis 1, verse 27. Okay? And called their name Adam. And in the day when they were created, and Adam lived 130 years. And now watch. And begat a son in his own likeness after his image. What image? The fallen image. The fallen man. The sinful condition. So I would put Romans chapter 5 verse 12 right there. By one man, sin entered into the world. That's where it entered, right there. You can mark it. It's a spot in your Bible. And from that point on, all men have died. Except one. Except one. And that one is Jesus Christ. He did die. And why did he die? Go to Hebrews. Go to Hebrews. Why did Jesus Christ die? Give me just a second, boys and girls. Where is that at my mind? Seven, maybe. Yes, 7. Hebrews 7. Verse 27. Who needeth not daily. Does he need to do this daily? No, he didn't need to do it daily. As those high priests to offer up sacrifice first for his own sins. Did Jesus Christ know any sin? He knew sin, but he didn't do sin. Where did he get our sin? Well, I told you the answer. You understand? He had to die for sins. Well, he didn't know any sins. How do we know that? 2 Corinthians 5:21 said, for he, that is God, made him, that is Christ, to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be... He didn't know sin in the sense of doing sin. But he had sin. Where did he get it from? He took that eternal sin in which you are and placed it upon the cross, and he died for your sin. You were exactly right. There has been a payment for your sin. The sin payment is Jesus Christ. He paid for sin. How do we know? How do we know he paid for sin? Say it again. Yeah, it does, but what does it say? He died. Did Jesus Christ die?
Yes.
What is the payment of death? Or the payment for sin is death. My dyslexia came in. Y'all understand? The reason he died was sin. But he had sin. So he took somebody's sin away from them. Therefore, it's not repentance, confession, blowing snot, trying to be good, trying to resist sin. You're never going to resist it. You're never going to conquer it. You're never going to find a means out. Somebody made the payment for you. That's the deal. That's it. There isn't any more. Say, well, I want to live a good life. Well, why don't you go tell a bunch of people? You know, my dad says, I'd rather see a sermon than hear one. That's baloney. My dad, like the rest of us, were drunken bums. I watched him in the Navy, an honorable commander, boozing it up. Ain't none good. I wasn't any good. I lied, cheated, committed adultery. I'm as bad as evil comes. But the reason I'm going to heaven, are you listening to me? The reason I have a hope, the reason that people can make it, is because God sent His only beloved Son to die for your sin that you were born within, that you can't get out by confession. Go ahead, quit smoking. Whoopee! Say, well, I quit drugs. Oh, I'm impressed. Well, I don't cuss anymore. Yeah, but you're a liar. Amen? You know what? Your problem is inside of you. And it doesn't go away. It's judicially been placed, but guess what I see every day as I get older? The decline, the effects of sin is still on me. I cannot stop it. It's like that rope illustration. Have you all ever seen that rope illustration I give and sliding down? You know, hey, come on. Are you kidding me that you don't know you're getting closer to the end of the rope? Honestly, I mean, you ain't figured it out yet. You can do all the tummy tucks and boob lifts and face lifts that you want. When they throw you in the grave, you're just going to be an old woman anyway or an old man. But whatever the reason you go is because of sin. That little baby, heavenly, died because of sin. Jonathan died because of sin. I will physically die if the Lord doesn't come. But here's the deal. Where is thy victory, old grave? Where is thy sting, old death? 1 Corinthians. It doesn't have victory over me. I have got it. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He bought me and He sought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory